Unit 8, Recording 8.1, A Conversation About Cognitive Psychology. Hey, Abigail. How are you?
Hi, Fernando. I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. Are you still going to university?
Yes, right now I'm taking a psychology course, and I've been learning a lot.
That's great. What kind of psychology are you studying?
The class is about cognitive psychology.
What is cognitive psychology?
It's the study of internal mental processes such as memory, attention, language, and learning.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sure I understand what you mean. Can you rephrase that?
Of course. In other words, it's the science of how we think and process information.
Okay, now I understand. Is the class difficult?
Sometimes. I'm really enjoying it, though. We do a lot of research in the class. Sometimes we play games to test our own memories and apply what we've learned in class.
What kind of games?
One game we played was to flip through a deck of cards and then see how many cards you could remember after 1 minute. It's actually a lot harder than you think, but there are ways to help you remember more.
Is memory a big topic in cognitive psychology?
Yes, it is. Scientists haven't found a limit to long-term memory. Once something is encoded, it remains in your long-term memory forever.
I don't know what you mean by that. Can you say that another way?
Yes, let me rephrase that. Your brain creates codes or stores information from your experiences. Once this information is stored, it's in your brain forever. There is also no limit to the amount of information your brain can hold.
If that's true, why can't I remember where I put my shoes, my keys, or cell phone?
That's a good question. The easy answer is that not everything we experience goes into long-term memory. Also, not everything in our long-term memory is easily recalled.
So, what you're saying is that even if my brain knows the information, I can't access it whenever I want?
Exactly. Sometimes we have to find the right thing to trigger or recall a memory. It can be a sound that was playing during that experience, or a certain smell.
That's interesting.
Wait until you hear this. Did you know that smell travels through the part of your brain that is responsible for memories?
Really?
It's true. That's why the smell of certain foods can take you right back to your mom or grandmother's kitchen. Smells are great for triggering memories. Do you have a smell that makes you remember something strongly?
Yes, I do. The smell of lavender reminds me of my aunt and uncle's home in the country. I used to visit every summer. They have a garden full of lavender. It's my favorite smell because it's one of my favorite childhood memories.
See? I told you cognitive psychology is interesting, but difficult.
You're right. You'll have to tell me what else you learn when the class is over.
No problem.